Playwright William Missouri Downs says Ayn Rand's rational objective philosophy helped him through college. But in Downs' newest play, certainty is lacking. Writer and philosopher Ayn Rand is put on trial, and the audience is the jury. Wyoming Public Media's Micah Schweitzer spoke with William Missouri Downs.
The play, An Evening with Ayn Rand, relies on improvisation and audience interaction, most importantly at the end, where three counts against Rand are considered. Did she fail to live up to her own standards? Did her principles of rational selfishness lead to social Darwinism? And did laissez-faire capitalism cause the recent economic crisis?
Those are the major questions, yes, of the play. And there is no definite answer. Every night it'll be different. You know, if we have more liberals in the audience one night, they might vote one way. More Tea Partiers in the audience the next, they might vote the other way. We have no idea how it's going to end.
And it's an interesting play because it's one of these opportunities for art to have a really concrete intersection with the real world and our economy and the society we live in.
Yeah, I think art always does. It's entertainment that doesn't have an intersection. Entertainment reaffirms your values and makes you feel good about who you are and what you believe. Art is there for the artist to state an opinion independent of the audience about how the world is and or should be. And that is what we don't have enough of in our society today. Plenty of entertainment. We're the entertainment capital of the world. We don't seem to have much art here in the United States. Not much left.
Is that an audience problem or is that an artist problem?
It's an audience problem. The problem is that the audience has become convinced of absolutes. And this is helped by the media, which gives you two different versions of the news. The idea of where we get our information, how do you know what you know, is a major problem in our society today because we only listen to what we want to hear, and thereby we reaffirm our values. Our news has become entertainment, and you don't have to think. You know, once a friend of mine came to me and said, I found a book I completely and totally agree with. And I looked at it and they had read it three times. They'd highlighted it with three different color markers. And I said, throw this book away. And they said, why? And I said, because that's the book you can't learn anything from. And we have a society both on the right and on the left today that no longer read the opposite point of view.
Isn't that part of the appeal with Ayn Rand, is that she has a very absolute approach to life?
Absolutely. That's absolutely. Ayn Rand is absolute, absolutely. She presents you with one way of living that she seldom questioned and her followers never question. And having absolutes is great because you know what to do. Human beings thrive for absolutes in their lives so that they really don't have to have the existential angst or the Hamlet-like delays that are the reality of existence.
But Hamlet's indecision leads to inaction.
Oh, yeah. And I think that if you have too few absolutes in your life, well, then you lose the name of action, as Hamlet says. But too many, and you know exactly what to do before you get the facts. And that's the problem.
And so in some sense, by having a play that can end differently each night, you're fighting against that sense of absolute. Even the play itself is not absolute.
Even the actors. We're doing a great deal of work with improvisation. We're planning on the possibility even of people speaking up in the audience, perhaps disturbances in the audience, and how to handle it and how to have dialogue going on instead of a fixed play that has a beginning, middle, and end exactly the same every night. This one is more of a performance art piece. And Ayn is glorified, Ayn is attacked, and then you, the audience, make the decision.
So what do you bring as the playwright? Do you have an outcome that you're rooting for?
Well, it's interesting because we had a number of readings of the play, and I think I'm doing my job well, at least, because the way the audience has voted in the readings has been different every time. So
so you're not stacking the deck?
Playwrights stack the deck. All artists stack the deck. That's the definition of being an artist, because we select and arrange the reality into these neat little absolutes. because we want to say something. I'm certainly not neutral, but I don't want to say which way I am because I want everyone to come.
That's William Missouri Downs. His new play, An Evening with Ayn Rand, runs October 29th through November 2nd at the University of Wyoming. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Micah Schweitzer.